presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
May 23, 1055 America, New York, where Russia once held court at Davos, Ukraine makes its pitch. The Russia House, where oligarchs sipped vodka and talked with politicians and corporate chiefs during the World Economic Forum, has been rebranded Russian War Crimes House. The Russia House was transformed into the Russian War Crimes House at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, this week.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 23, 1043 America, New York. Americans reported strong personal finances late last year, Fed finds. Federal Reserve survey was conducted before Omicron, inflation buffeted the U.S. economy.
BBC News. Business.
May 23, 1033 America, New York, Starbucks withdraws name from Russia after 15 years. The coffee giant makes the decision to exit after suspending operations there in March.
BBC News Business.
May 23, 1033 America, New York, Starbucks withdraws name from Russia after 15 years. The coffee giant makes the decision to exit after suspending operations there in March.
Global Economy, May 23, 1029 America, New York, Zelensky calls for global plan to rebuild Ukraine after war. President urges leaders at Davos to help fund reconstruction that is set to cost more than $500 billion.
New York Times Business.
May 23, 1028 America, New York, Starbucks will close stores in Russia. The coffee chain said it was closing its 130 stores in the country, where it has about 2,000 employees. Starbucks said it would pay its employees in Russia for about 6 months and help them move toward new employment.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 23, 1012 America, New York, firm run by advisor to Obama's gets backing from BDT. The investment gives the merchant bank a non-voting minority stake. Pendulum Holdings, a firm founded to advise and provide capital to companies founded by people of color.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 23, 940 America, New York, HSBC suspends executive for climate comments. The remarks made by Stuart Kirk have drawn criticism from the bank's CEO and environmental activists.
BBC News Business.
May 23, 936 America, New York, Ukraine calls for safe passage for grain exports. The country's inability to export its grain has led to food prices rising around the world.
BBC News. Business.
May 23, 936 America, New York, Ukraine calls for safe passage for grain exports. The country's inability to export its grain has led to food prices rising around the world.
New York Times Business.
May 23, 914 America, New York, stocks rise after their brush with a bear market. The S&P 500 briefly entered bear market territory on Friday and pulled higher late in the day.
Marginal Revolution.
May 23, 903 America, New York, poor New Jersey, the benefits of self-service gasoline. Most of the world's population lives in countries that ban the self-service sale of gasoline. Causal effects of this regulation can hardly be assessed in these countries due to a lack of policy changes, but a recent quasi-experiment in the state of Oregon allows us to analyze the impact of the ban.
Wall Street Journal Markets. May 23, 859 America, New York, Didi says it will proceed with delisting from NYSE. The Chinese ride-hailing giant secured approval from its shareholders to delist at a meeting that was held on Monday.
Marginal Revolution.
May 23, 820 America, New York, air pollution and student performance in the U.S. We combine satellite-based pollution data and test scores from over 10,000 U.S. school districts to estimate the relationship between air pollution and test scores.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 23, 804 America, New York, Biden kicks off economic group linking U.S., Asia. President Biden and leaders from a dozen countries endorsed the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, a platform aimed at countering China's influence.
Global Economy.
May 23, 731 America, New York. Time trickles away for a success at the WTO. June's ministerial meeting will be marked by tensions over Russia and disagreements over COVID patents.
Global Economy.
May 23, 7 o'clock America, New York. Seven things to watch at Davos. The World Economic Forum's annual meeting is back, with attendees in town for the first time since 2020.
Daily FX Market News.
May 23, 7 o'clock America, New York, Cable, GBP, USD, Price Outlook. Levels to watch for continued dollar weakness. Cable has moved off its lows as the dollar decline continues. Key technical levels considered ahead of high-impact risk events, UK PMI and US PCE.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 23, 6:39 America, New York. How Londoners Survive Without a Food Czar. The so-called shortage of baby formulas, which appeared earlier this year in the United States, is a strange phenomenon. It is actually, or at least it started with, localized shortages in free baby formulas for poor mothers under the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, Children, WIC. BBC News, Business.
May 23, 6:05 America, New York, millionaires at Davos say, tax us more. At the annual meeting of the business and political elites, wealthy attendees call for fairer tax.
BBC News Business.
May 23, 6:05 America, New York, millionaires at Davos say, tax us more. At the annual meeting of the business and political elites, wealthy attendees call for fairer tax.
Daily FX Market News.
May 23, 5:59 America, New York, U.S. dollar reversal persists, technical picture looking worrying. USD hampered by China tariff and ECB hike chatter. Technically worrying signs.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 23, 5:49 America, New York, ECB signals end to negative interest rates by September. The European Central Bank is likely to increase its key interest rate to zero or above by September, President Christine Lagarde said, echoing robust moves by the Federal Reserve and other major central banks to phase out easy money policies as inflation heats up around the globe.
Daily FX Market News.
May 23, 3:23 America, New York, Euro Price Forecast, EUR, USD extends last week's upside, Lagarde and China. EUR, USD rebounds following optimism around ECB rate hikes along with a muted dollar response.